Next patient is Mary Ann Conrad. Their last name is C-O-N-R-A-D. First name M-A-R-Y-A-N-N. This is the clinical case of a 53-year-old white female that has a BMI that is 40. She gained 5 pounds since the last visit. The patient has a history of CKD stage 3A. The latest laboratory workup shows that the patient has a serum creatinine of 1, a BUN of 25, and the estimated EFR is 62.9. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with the 200 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is with a normal range. Period. I have to point out that this patient has bilateral calcifications in the kidney that we are going to follow very closely. Number two, obesity with a non-alcoholic steatohepatitis. The patient has fatty liver. Following number, diabetes mellitus. For reasons that are not clear, the hemoglobin A1C hasn't been reported. Period. The patient continues to take Mounjaro, 5 milligrams weekly, Jardiance 25, Metformin 500, and Nateglinide, Nateglinide, 120 before every meal. It is clear that her compliance with the diet is far from what it should be. I'm very concerned because of the morbidities associated to the obesity. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The patient is taking Creston and Vascepa. We are going to order the lipid profile for the next appointment. For some reason, this lipid profile has not been done. And this is the second time that it's happened. Period, I emphasize to this patient the need for the laboratory results from the laboratory that we order. Otherwise, we are not able to give appropriate follow-up to her condition, period. Follow-up, hypothyroidism, follow number. Hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. We will order that profile as well for the next appointment period. Following number: arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading is 94 over 67. The patient is asymptomatic. Following number: she has been seen by the rheumatologist. The patient was prescribed Celebrex, and the side effects of this Celebrex have been discussed at large with this patient. We will reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. The fact that the patient is obese with a fatty liver, with hyperlipidemia, is a very difficult situation that has to be addressed right away. We discuss the untoward effects of these conditions. On the other hand, the patient has calcifications in the aorta and the iliac arteries already, and she is just 53 years old. Period, it was suggested to take our recommendations and follow them in order to prevent the comorbidities associated to the above. We spent 7 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face, 25 minutes in the documentation, 8 minutes.